Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Led by Life. We're your host, I'm Rafaela, and this is Hannah. And today we're on Gene Key 28. It is the shadow of purposelessness, the gift of totality, and the city of immortality. And Hannah and I were talking a little bit right before we got started because I think in some way it's pretty relevant to our personal experiences as it sort of feels this journey has kind of unfolded that way. And I'm still so surprised still every time that we're reading it, and it almost seems like, you know what it kind of feels like? It feels like we're on like from the moment we decided to do this, we jumped onto like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And right now we're on this ride, literally, of the Gene Keys. And it's like life is sort of happening, but we've like intentionally, purposefully decided to go on this journey of exploration, and it's just, I guess it's supportive, right? It's supportive that life is sort of matching up sometimes to give us a little bit more, maybe like understanding or knowing of what each gene key can possibly be here to, they can be here to like show us, you know? Yeah. Is that knowledge just jumping around?
Yeah, it's. I'm just laughing because my cat jumped. Yeah, you saw
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like we. It's almost like an initiation, I think, for both of us. This experience and this journey of exploring every single gene key, and it's almost like, and I especially felt it with reading the 28th. It's like, this is what you need to look at right now. This is what you need to hear right now. It's almost like delivering us the message that we need to hear at that time, that relates to whatever we're going through. And maybe it's just because the gene keys are about the human experience, you know, these different energies and frequencies that we all kind of dip in and out of and are working towards as a collective. But yeah, it definitely feels really synchronistic. So I want to hear what you think about the 28th and like your kind of feeling about what you got from it, from reading it.
Well, when I read it, I was like, I was also, so I was come last week when I read it a week ago. I was coming out of some heaviness. Some personal things have been going on where I've been like experiencing like some anger and some like old things from the past have been resurfacing, and it's been like manifesting itself in so many different ways, whether it's, like more or less like trauma responses to things, and in my dreams, like there's no not seeing it, it's here. And so when I like have gotten to a little bit more of like an even level, and I was reading it, I was like, holy shit, like I'm kind of seeing that the things that we aspire most or like our dream of will bring us those very things that we're totally afraid of or are part of our shadows or so to speak, darker experiences. And I felt like really like energized by it. I was like, oh, I really like this gene key. I feel like it kind of touched personally to me, just because he talks about how so in the shadow of purposelessness, there's this experience of being met with the actual fear of death. And he goes on to kind of say how, and when I think of the death, like I know he kind of like describes it in various different forms, but I also think of like the concepts or patterns, behaviors, thoughts, ideas, that need to die or that bring us to a feeling of like death, like, you know, and not necessarily just like the fear of dying per se, but all the micro deaths that probably happen as we evolve individually, collectively.
Your deaths almost.
Yeah, those
Yeah.
two. And he relates to how shamans and therapists are somewhat alike in the sense that in their own practices and ways, they bring people to really looking at their fears and kind of guiding them through them, straight to them, to bring them more light. And then that way they don't have so much hold on us to like block us from our dreams or, you know, the things that we really want in life. And I just kind of laugh because, as you all know, maybe you don't know, maybe you're just new here, but by profession, I'm a licensed therapist. And so anytime the Gene Keys refers to psychotherapy in any kind of way, it's he kind of hits on different points of it, right? And so for this one, I was like, yeah, that's what I feel like sometimes I do. And I take actually a lot of like pride in that and honor, and it's truly a gift, really, to be able to kind of walk along people and see things in a different way that maybe they don't see, and it helps them, you know, to kind of break down these fears that our minds create, right? And I'm not talking about actual literal like fears that can actually like kill you or something like that, but he mentions how a lot of our fears are developed from like our minds, the constraints of our minds. And so in that, I was, you know, I always find it interesting when it relates to psychotherapy. And what else? And I think, you know, I did underline this one part: to live in the continual acceptance of death means to live with the continual threat of the unexpected. And again, when I was reading it, I was coming like, you know, I was in a different place and emotionally. And so that hit me so profoundly because I think that oftentimes when we don't wanna, when we get stuck or don't go through with something or are feeling like we're being run by fear, right? I think it's because a part of us doesn't know what in the world would happen after, because we're so used to the way it's been. And so it keeps us kind of stuck in that place. But how I took that was, in order to get to where you want to be or to live your dream or to get to that place or feeling or thing, it's like proportional to the fear. Like the very thing that you need to see is the very fear, or that you want or whatever is the fear that you need to kind of address. And it's a funny thing in the way in which that works. And I don't make up the rules. This is actually called the gate of what? The gate of the game player. So that's the way the game is, and that's how it's gonna be. But yeah, because I think that's the toughest. It's the toughest. So how about you?
Well, it's the real work, isn't it? It's the real, and it makes me think of, because I've been doing the activation sequence recently, and it makes me think of how he describes your life's work as not just what you're here to give to the world, but also the challenges that you're here to overcome. Like, that is your life's work. And we hear this a lot in human design, is about, you know, the shadows and the gene keys, the shadows being, the thing that we need to kind of overcome in order to extract the gift, in order to express the higher frequencies and to transcend the, we need to go through this journey of transcending the shadow to get the good stuff. But often we kind of want to skip ahead. We don't want to look at our shadows. We don't want to look at our darker sides. We don't want to look at the parts of ourselves that we've abandoned or that we've repressed or suppressed. And it makes me just think of shadow work, this whole jinky, just like this idea of shadow work. And I'm sure you're pretty familiar with it as a therapist, but like the stuff we don't want to look at.
Yeah,
But
it's funny because like I laugh for a second, because I so I've decided to go into therapy again, and in my head I'm thinking, okay, how about I just pay her double, have longer sessions, and get this done with quicker? And I've had this thought a few times, and I just like I observe it, and then I kind of just laugh at it because, there is a tendency to want to just get to the good stuff, like you said, and we can't rush it, what did you asked me earlier, like, how do I maybe perceive the word totality, right? Because that's the gift here. And what I had mentioned was that, like, for me, totality is like seeing it all. Every layer of the onion, every part of the spectrum, again, like without judgment, but just seeing all of it as it is. And that's kind of like what I think this gene key really is about, is not judging the shadow or the dark, because he even mentions it. It's not necessarily to be, those words aren't here to be perceived as like good or bad. And I think that if we can maybe accept that more, then it becomes total.
Yeah, he talks a lot about acceptance and as part of working with these different energies. Like, first you need to allow it. First you need to have the awareness that it's there, these shadow frequencies. Then you need to accept it, and then the next step is to embrace it. So he talks about this a lot with the activation sequence. And it's just, yeah, really this idea of like, instead of casting it to the side, can we allow it in and shine a light on it, even, shining a light, this idea of shining a light on the darkness. And then can we even like get to the point where we're not just accepting that it's there, that we're actually embracing this as a part of ourselves in order to really like access the depth of the total, the whole, everything, the depth of the full spectrum of energy. And it makes me think as well about like emotions, how, I've been thinking a lot about emotions lately, and I know this is not an emotional center, it's the spleen, but I feel like it's a similar kind of idea that, if we're not able to feel the darker, heavier, deeper, quote unquote negative emotions, the things that we've been told are bad, that a lot of us feel really uncomfortable to feel, we're actually limiting our capacity to feel the more elevated, higher, joys and happiness, and just this idea that like by expanding our capacity to feel the darkness and the depth, we can actually expand our capacity to experience the light and the higher frequencies too. And I've been thinking a lot about this lately in my own life, because there's been a lot of darkness and heaviness, and I think a lot of people are really feeling that now, and I'm seeing it everywhere, just like this kind of feeling of heaviness and I suppose purposelessness, like what is the point of it all? And Yeah, it's things like death that really make us kind of question what is the purpose of life and why am I here? And like, I think he even mentioned somewhere in the Gene Key that we realize, or you get to this point that you realize like your utter helplessness, you know, that there is really no purpose to life. So then it's kind of up to us, well, what are we going to do with that, you know?
Why do you think that like we have a tendency to want to rush to like the better end of it?
Conditioning, I think. I think we've been conditioned to believe that we just want to strive for the good things, the quote unquote good things, and you know, like skip to the good part. You know, we want to, and I think that there's so much conditioning around emotions, like I said before, that certain things are good or bad. And I think there's also a lot of conditioning around things like death, like that death is something to be feared and to be afraid of. And we see it in society. Like we put elderly people away into nursing homes and things because we almost don't want to look at it. We almost don't want to see that and be faced with things like death. Whereas a lot of I think ancient cultures really like revered the older people and really respected, you know, their wisdom and their life experience. And yeah, I think that that's something that like we don't see so much today is that kind of reverence and respect for, yeah, our elders.
It's funny because I feel like now it's a lot about like not only how we're probably gonna live longer, but how we're gonna live longer. Well, yeah, like I don't know. You had mentioned, all of this about the elderly and like not seeing them and kind of like putting them in places where like we don't really face the process of aging. And I was just thinking, like, I haven't seen it, but I remember because I had taken like an elders population course in college, and I had then learned about what like centenarians are and the blue zones and where they are in the world and like their cultures and stuff. I haven't watched the Netflix documentary on it,
It's
but
really
And it's almost like now we are kind of like aiming for that, aiming to like live longer. And if we do A, B, C, D, then we'll be that way. And that's not gonna like cheat or avoid death, like, because there's gonna be, like I mentioned earlier, continuous things that we're gonna be met with that are gonna, that underlying fear of like, this is no longer that way. That is a death to me, having to face those in like micro doses as you continue to just evolve as a person, as a human. And so yeah, just another end of the same kind of like spectrum of death, like
Yeah.
is so to speak. And yeah.
Well, I wanted to, it just made me think of before about how you mentioned how you're going back to therapy and, you know, I've been in a really like heavy, dark place lately, and you can almost question on your journey, like, am I doing it right? Because you feel like you get to this next level and you're like, you've overcome all these demons and, you know, you've this growth and healing and work through all these shadows and these problems, and then there's something new, and it's like it's tiring, it's really tiring, and it is work, you know, going back here of like shadow work and your life's work, and it's not just what you give to the world, it's also the challenges that you're here to overcome. And it's like, I know that it's a forever journey. I know that there's no end point to get to, but you can kind of question yourself along the way. And I think that a part of that is that, like I said, the more that you open yourself up to seeing the darker parts of yourself, the more that there is to see. And that can kind of feel like, and I remember a coach once saying to me, like, you've actually created more capacity now within yourself to feel the deeper things because you've done so much work on yourself. So it's like it almost gets harder the more that you go along. And maybe harder is not the right word, but it's like we get asked to go even deeper and to expand even deeper and to create even more capacity to feel that full spectrum of emotions, of fears, of light and dark. And again, you can't have one without the other. We need both.
In my head, I'm kind of just like laughing because I was on the phone with a friend right before we started, and she was literally saying the same exact things. Like, she's like, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. When is it gonna be done? When is it gonna end? And I always those kind of phrases always bring me back to this motivational speaker, Les Brown. I just always hear him in my head when I think this, when he's kind of like they're talking about how people will say, why me? Why me? And this might not be the same exact thing, but this is what makes me think of. And he's like, well, why not you? And I guess to tie it into like this, because this is another thought that keeps popping up, is how this gate in human design is called the gate of the game player. And I sort of think of like I sort of And I now that I'm like saying this out loud, I feel like this is kind of something I was thinking about when I was reading the Gene Key for the first time last week. Is like this is sort of like a game. Well, that's what literally he talks about somewhere in there, of like how it's kind of like a game of life. But essentially, right, like you're the player and life is the game, and then like you die or you move on to the next level. And like that just keeps happening and happening and happening. And sometimes I like to kind of say, I don't know if I've shared this mantra with you before, if I've said it on the podcast, but it's something like, may I be opening to witnessing the magic unfold today. And essentially what that does for me is kind of brings this like what's life going to bring me today kind of attitude. And sometimes it works, and I like have a lot of fun with it, and I just kind of see how the day is, and I get to be like, ooh, like I got that thing, or like that happened, and then I did this, and and I can see it sort of like as this game that I'm like co-playing with the universe continuously every moment and moment. And then other days it's definitely not my attitude, or my the way I see it. But I think maybe that's like one way of being in utilizing like the gift of totality, right? Is to kind of see it as an opportunity to meet the challenges or the fears and like see how you did. And then with having that like acceptance and awareness of like seeing it all, then like you can go and try again and see if like you can meet the fear of the death. I'm even like moving my body as if like I'm in a video
Yeah,
game.
and what is the gift? The gift is growth, and I would say a deeper sense of purpose as well. Like I would say that with every challenge that we overcome, we get to meet a deeper sense of purpose and a deeper sense of connection to our real selves as well. And I think I know I've said this to you a few times, like especially over the last year, I've been met with so much resistance and so many like obstacles, and it feels like one thing after another. And I have said to you, like, sometimes I wish I could just go back and just like ignorant and just like not be on this journey and just, you know, be in my safe, comfortable job that was paying me well and like not be, you know, pursuing this individual path that I'm on. And like sometimes I wish I could go back to that. But you know, that actually is, I think ignorance is one of the shadow frequencies of one of the gates that we explored. And ignorance is not bliss. And I think he even mentions it in this one, you know, like these people who pretend on the surface that everything's great and everything's okay, but underneath it all, they feel deeply unfulfilled. And I think that if anything, like even though it's been a really challenging couple of years for me, if anything, I do feel a greater sense of purpose and fulfillment, even if it's not like 100% clear externally. Within myself, I feel more grounded, more like authentic, more myself, more like, you know, more evolved, I suppose. But perhaps on the surface, it doesn't appear that way, and that's okay.
Oh God, I just had it and I lost it. Damn it. All right. Well, I'll come back.
That ignorant.
I think so. I don't know. I had this thing I was just gonna, you like reminded me of, and then it left, and it's not coming back. That happens. But yeah, I just, I think it was something about how like being on this journey. I can't remember. It's okay. All right, we'll move on.
That's okay.
Well, I mean, overall, I feel that, oh, that's what it was. See? It was that actually being in kind of going more into the Gene Keys together and with you has given me a sense of like feeling supported, actually. Even, and I think that's probably why when I read it for the first time, I got like really inspired and really motivated and was feeling like, ooh, like really like juiced up by like this Gene Key, is because it felt so supportive to being where I have been in and currently, right, where things are surfacing that have me acknowledging maybe some of my greatest wounds or deeper shadows or fears or whatnot. And you know, I feel like I'm at a point in my life where, quite honestly, like I've matched just about everything that I've said that I've wanted, quite literally. And why wouldn't it now be time for me to then go deeper by having to experience and go straight through something that is now just the time for? Like I'm not like the ruler of this game. I don't know all how it goes, but this is how it is. And I think that if anybody is at a point in their life where they're like, I'm surrounded maybe internally or externally by everything that I've wanted, why am I still not in this place or feeling this way or happy or whatever it may be? And I don't think that that may be the right question. I just think that maybe life is now supporting you in the best way possible by showing you the thing to now go to the next level of your dream. Because it's something that you and I have talked about where it's like, I think you've even asked me, like, well, what's like my biggest dream? And, you know, I've quite almost literally have met anything that I actually thought was truly possible for me in some shape, way, or form. And so now I think that it's only, you know, It's just how it is. Like now I'm being met with something that might lead me to like the next version of what my dreams have looked like. Because quite honestly, like, do I allow myself to get that bigger or see myself that big or whatever it is? Probably not. Why? Because I'm probably scared of something. Maybe right now I'm like witnessing to that fear so that I can get there. I mean, I don't know. I hope that phrase, whatever it was that I just kind of like shared, is supportive to anybody who's in that process in that place. Because I think it's what's helping me, because it's not always doesn't always feel so great. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny? I just remembered last night as I was kind of reading over this chapter again, I for some reason had a bit of an urge to go through every single one of the gene keys that I have defined in my chart and to write down the shadow of it in my journal. So I just wrote down, I went through, gate one, shadow, gate eight, like all through the ones that I have. I know it's important to look at the ones that we have undefined as well because they're a part of our wisdom. But anyway, for some reason I got to the 58th and it's the shadow of dissatisfaction. And I know you and I have talked a lot about this lately, and I
Don't we
think it
both have the
relates.
58th?
I both have the 58th, and I
Yeah.
know I feel that it relates a lot to what we've been talking about, like this feeling of, even if on the surface or on the outside, like I have it all, I have everything that I've ever wanted. Why am I not happy or satisfied? It was just really interesting for me to recognize that dissatisfaction is one of these shadows for me, and another thing to, another shadow or another fear to transcend is like, why am I not just allowing myself to be happy? And the gift is joy. The gift is like,
Wow.
allowing ourselves to feel joy. And so I don't really know why that kind of came out. It just felt relevant, but I think it's also part of the ring of seeking. And I feel like it is relevant to this idea of purpose, because so much of like the reason that people kind of set out on a journey of seeking or a journey of self-discovery is to understand, well, what is my purpose? Like, why did I come here? And so this ring of seeking, and I know I have a lot of the gene keys in this codon ring, and I'm pretty sure the 38th is one of them. I'll have to double check that, but we talked about how the 38th is the hanging gate for the
Right.
28th. And anyway, it's just again this like idea of like this journey that we set out to seek the answers to these bigger questions of what is my purpose. And I'll leave it with one other thing that I know Richard Rudd talks about, is this idea that if we are in a position where we are privileged enough to ask the question, what is my purpose? Because we're not having to just survive every day and get by. If we are privileged enough to ask the question, what is my purpose? Then we have an obligation to, dive deeper into these, to go on this journey to, for the people that don't, because a lot of humanity still doesn't have that privilege.
Yeah, wow. Gosh, what a great note to end it on.
Yeah, no, I've got
That was
goosebumps.
perfect. That came right through. Thank you, Hannah. That was really good. Wow. Yeah, so if you're watching and you're in that place of privilege to ask these questions and to go through that journey, then Hannah and I support you in our obligation to meet ourselves in the whole, in the total and the totality of where we are. So oh, I send such love to you and to our listeners. That was really good. Thank you.
Thank you.